Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, boys.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
You heard the man, Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, baby. 281-222-2222. Look, we are on the road today. And we are down. What's going on, baby? We're down at Sugarland Way, and
the Big Ben Tavern, baby.
Yeah, look, I think y'all ought to stop by and say hello. Y'all stop through and say hello. Get some mud bugs. They got you can get them wet. You can get, and when you can get them wet, you can obviously get different flavors. And the drinks are good. The tequila shots are good. And the beer's cold, so come on through.
Hey, I just saw Figgy got him some bugs.
Well, there you go. I mean, Fig knows how to join the party. And I will say this, the fried okra here is absolutely tremendous. The fried okra is absolutely tremendous. Come on through and hang out. We got
the Leafs.
we got a big Friday going on. And it's a football Friday. What do I mean by that? Well, it's easy. The Texans, their rookie minicamp. Started this morning. They were on the turf, turning dirt, helmets on, coaching them up. And I was out there. I got some observations that I do want to bring to you.
Now, hold on, before you get to these observations,
okay,
Tyler? What kind of sports hornet do you think Clint got being up there? Is he seeing the football being spun around? He's seeing them in their jerseys. Yeah.
It may have lasted more than 4 hours. Yeah.
He might need to get it checked out. At what point do you think it hit him? Because I don't think it hit him when he turned into the parking lot. I don't think it hit him, but I think as soon as he
walking through that gate.
I think he can smell a ball being thrown.
Yeah, you can smell the leather. Four panels, eight laces. Yeah. It's easy. It's easy. here's the deal. This is the time of year when I really, really regret not going to the coaching game. And where it really turns me on is when I can hear Gerard Johnson out there. He's got is it Keaton Slovis and Graham Mertz?
Colleges, Keaton Slovis.
Yeah. He's out there coaching them up, and they're talking about resetting their feet, getting through progressions, and driving the football and laying the football and this and that, and settling your feet, not hopping around back there, and just listening to Gerard Johnson do his thing, man. Boy, it makes it hard for me to not want to get that coaching bug cured a little bit here, and it was fun. But the Rockets, Texans rookie minicamp did start this morning. Today was the morning we could get out there and we could see the rookies, and I do have some observations there, but this is also the Astros. They face off tonight with the Reds here at home.
That's right.
As Ron mentioned, it's a big series, but the NBA playoffs are rocking and rolling, Ron, and I got several bones to pick here with the NBA playoffs. One, can y'all quit taking my money with games where teams just quit? Can we start there? Can we start like I mean, I'm going to tell you. Who was it two nights ago? It was the Nuggets and OKC.
That's a tough one for the Nuggets.
Nuggets took game one, so they come out somewhat flat in game two, and the Nuggets are on fire. And
the
it's
Thunder are. I mean, the Thunder game. They scored 80.
I say Nuggets, I meant Thunder.
Yeah, the Thunder got 87 points in the first half, which was a record.
So I'm needing Big Jokic to get some assist at this point in time. And, hell, he ain't even playing midway through the third quarter. They're done. They quit. They were literally down by 40 at one point. I don't blame them for quitting. And then last night, I mean, I need Jimmy Butler, no Curry. I need Jimmy Butler to go out there and have him just an average night, 23. I need 23 points. Just an average night. And Curry, I mean, Butler goes out there and literally sat half the second quarter because they were down so bad, and then played a little bit in the second half. But once Minnesota stretched it back out, he went to the bench and became a rest night. It's just like, can I please just get to a couple of nights back to back where everybody's team competes until the buzzer rings?
Yeah, listening to you talk about this, it makes me real concerned to see what Tyler did on Best Bets last night.
Yeah,
it makes me concerned, but to think of what he did if this. It feels like this week's is matching the complete opposite of last week.
Well, Ron, I'm gonna tell you one I know that didn't hit was the one I tried to jump on with him. Because guess what Rudy Gobert was doing last night?
Yeah.
And this is the damnedest thing about betting. And usually the NBA playoffs, any kind of playoffs, this kind of stuff isn't a problem, but it's been a problem multiple times to me. Rudy Gobert is literally rubbing his forehead because he's got a severe headache because a basketball bounced off his head on a rebound.
Really?
He's got 9 rebounds, Ron. I needed 11. He's got 9 midway through the third, and he's over there rubbing his head.
I think Tyler needed him to score 10 points. He shipped it to 6, I believe.
Well, no, I knew Tyler's over was in trouble when the Warriors had about 5 points damn near at the end of the first quarter. I was like, whoa, that's going to be tough. But nonetheless, let's start with that. Number 2, Draymond Green, and I'm dead serious here. I'm half tongue-in-cheek on the other stuff. Draymond Green makes it hard for me to watch a Golden State Warriors game.
Especially when Steph's not there, I would assume.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Steph was not there, so the allure from jump is not there. But did you see it again last night, Ron? Did you see him again last night?
The flagrant he got?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Another flagrant where he's acting like somebody's guarding him physical and he doesn't like it, so he's going to act like he's going to pass, and afterwards he's going to flail his elbow or his arm and hit the guy, hit Naz Reid in the head.
He did draw the foul, and then he went on
I don't know how it doesn't frustrate the hell out of everybody watching. It's just so I want to say unprofessional, but it's just last night I'm sitting there watching it, and the most baffling thing to me is you've got, as he's doing this, he has convinced himself that he's not doing anything wrong. And you've got a head coach in Steve Kerr. Jimmy Butler's doing it. At one point, Curry came off the bench and walked down to where you check into the game to settle him down. You got a bunch of grown men out there trying to keep this guy from getting another tech in a game that they're losing anyway. It doesn't matter. And they're just trying to – and I understand why they're doing it, but the thought that there's a player of his ilk at this point in his career where every adult in the building is trying to calm him down so that he doesn't hurt the team furthermore the line.
You think they've all accepted that he is going to miss one of these games?
Well, they're doing everything. No, but no, because if that was the case, they wouldn't have got up last night.
He is going to get – I think he's 2 away. I think he's two texts away, and then a flagrant away, maybe.
I'm going to get there with that part of the NBA, too. Who in the hell made that rule? We're in the playoffs. We're going to let a player or a coach, I guess, we're going to let them have 7 not 3 or 4, 7
technicals. Oh, you think it's too many? You think it's too many to get that?
I mean, 7 technicals? That means we're going to let Draymond Green swing a kick or swing a guy at a guy's head 7 times before we say it's
the flagrants. Those are different. I think it's 4 flagrants.
Well, but he's only 2 away from that as well. So either way,
that's
what
I said. Do you think they've accepted that he's going to miss one of these games?
Yeah, I mean they've got to. But I mean I don't know where everybody else is with it. But I'm disgusted with watching the guy play. Seriously, like I'm at a point, Ron, where I'm just like, I mean, it is. I don't know why it affects me so much because I am absolutely disgusted with. Now I'm disgusted with all the guys around him that are trying to coddle him. And the coddling is unbelievable with those players. Like the fact that Kerr, and I understand, look, I understand there's certain players that play with an edge. I understand that Draymond Green has been great. He's a great player. I understand he's one of the best defensive players. I understand that his identity and what he brings to the table, it was huge during Golden State's run. I get all that. But, man, it is disgusting to watch the dude play right now.
But, Clint, like, it's clear. Like, right, like, Steve Kerr is one of the best coaches in basketball.
I mean, hell,
Steph Curry,
what's he got, about 42 championships?
Everybody raves about Steph Curry.
Yeah,
and who he is.
Yeah.
I listen, I think they encourage it. For as long as this is going on.
I think they tolerate it.
I think they encourage it. I think if they
There's
just
no way they enjoy
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't – listen. I think there's a line that he crosses over that they want to pull him back. But I think that is – like, when I think about the Warriors, I think of Steph shooting, Dynasty and them winning, and then Draymond Green at the edge, of things, and going over the edge a lot. But, Clint, there is not any ultimatums or anything. Like, and
nothing.
As you said, they defend him. They feel like that's a part of what they need.
Well, that's the disgusting part about it to me is they coddle him and the referees, like, the referees do everything they can to keep him from missing time. Like, you can't tell me right now, even the 7 tech number, as high as it is, he should have 7 techs.
Yeah.
He should have got another one last night the way he was yelling in the ref's face. Anybody else would have got another one. The way that all the adults in the equation coddle this dude is disgusting. It's embarrassing. I mean, it is unbelievably hard to watch. And then after the game, Ron, I'm going to get your take on this. After the game. This is what Draymond Green believes is going on. He's getting picked on.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Is it, I don't think that's accurate. I mean, I think that's a misuse of – I'm not real sure that I know exactly what that means, but, like, for him to use that at this point in time makes it even worse.
I think he needs to really clarify what the hell he's talking about because I know there was an incident in which a fan levied a racial slur to him and got ejected from the game when he was back on the exercise bike in the fourth quarter. Now, I don't know if that's what he's talking about and him reacting – that way. I think he needs to be extremely transparent on what the hell he's talking about. And even with Enso, like, if it's anything that's on the court, I think that's just ridiculous from Draymond. And using a very real trope that happens to people that isn't real if what he's talking about is on the basketball court.
Yeah, it's just – it's like I can't
– I don't like – for him, I think when you levy those, like, things like that, I think we need to be very clear and understanding of what the hell you're talking about.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, it ends up doing more harm than good when it's not very clear and cut and what the hell happened and what you're referring to. But it, like, to me it comes across as playing the victim at this point in time. And it's like, bro, I mean, you're elbowing guys in the head. You're kicking people in the head.
Yeah, if it's anything
floor,
he's talking about on the court. Yeah,
golly. I don't even know why I care so much.
I don't think people look at him as the angry black guy on the court. I think people look at him as, this dude is nuts.
What exactly is he referring to as the angry black
guy? That's what I said. I think he needs to really make it known.
But what is he referring to?
I think what he – I don't know. That's what I said.
Take Draymond out of the – I'm taking Draymond completely out of
– what do you mean? What's the angry black man?
When somebody says you're an angry black man or trying to corner you into that trope or whatever, like what exactly are they referring to?
It's the meaning of – like it's a negative thing for, oh, there's a – like that – like – police and stuff in the past of, oh, there's an angry black guy, gotta calm down, man. This guy, it's almost, it's for years and years, the connection of, you know, hey, there are, you know, certain, it's a thought of black men who get the angry thought comparative to white guys that
so
get angry
get more,
or any
so
people
get
angry.
So you get more of an aggressive treatment.
And it's looked at as a negative thing and an aggressive thing as opposed to anybody being angry.
Right. Well, I've never looked at
it. And this was something in the 50s and 60s that was a bigger thing.
Well, I've never looked at Draymond Green and thought angry black man. I've thought just, I mean, I tweeted it last night. What a soft, these soft ass punk ass moves that he keeps pulling. I don't know how players have respect for it. Like, I don't know how players. Now, I understand how Curry and Kerr and all those guys have. I understand what they do. But I don't know how players don't come out. Like, at halftime, I don't know how Charles and Shaq and all them don't go, man, this dude. Because, I mean, you're literally taking cheap shots on guys night after night after night. Like, it's wild to me how that doesn't get discussed more often. But here we are.
It's becoming normal.
Well, we've normalized. They've normalized.
It's become normal. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we don't have time to talk about the Texans rookie minicamp, by the way.
Well, I think we'll at some point get to it, Clint. We'll be able to get to the minicamp and what you saw there, because there is a lot. All right, coming up as we continue here live again. Once again, we are live here in Sugar Land at Big Ben Tavern. Come on out, hang out with us. We got plenty of people here. You can win prizes. Again, if you are if you've just walked in or you're on your way, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can do that. All you got to do is fill out your name and put it in our raffle box, and we will hook somebody up at the end of the 4 o'clock hour and 5 o'clock hour. And also our grand prize, use that QR code. You can win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and free beer, free Bud Light for a year. If you enter that, that will be your opportunity to win there. So come on out, hang out. They got mud bugs. They got good cold beer, good drinks, indoor, outdoor, TVs everywhere. It's a good time. All right, the starting lineup is out for the Houston Astros as they get ready to take on the Reds. I do want to give you that, but I also want to talk about somebody that ain't in it. And then how much this
Bennett?
Person won't be in it.
Bennett?
Yeah, he ain't in it. He ain't in it at all. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with the Astros.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we're backing that ass up then here at the Big Ben Tavern.
What up, Spud?
That's right. Shout out to everybody who's here on their way. Let's make some noise as we're live here at the Big Ben Tavern. This is our sixth stop. Stop six on the crawfish circuit as we're doing this each and every week. And it's been a good time here. Listen, they've got the bugs. I'm seeing people order them. I'm probably going to get me some at some point before I get up out of here. Yeah, I'm going to get me some bugs. Yeah, man. I wore a dark shirt today.
Yeah.
I didn't make a mistake. Dark shirt, dark pants. I'm in good shape. I could do it.
I'll work around it.
I know you will.
And my Hogs winning 6-2, too.
There you go. It's number one, the number one seed, Oklahoma.
Oh, Ladybacks doing work on that diamond, y'all.
That's right. But, no, come on out here. Have a good time as we are enjoying ourselves here, as we do each and every week. You got a chance to win prizes here. I think our Bud Light crew is here as well, as they're passing out some goodies for you to have and take home with and enjoy here while you're here as well. So shout out to our good friends at Bud Light as well as Academy Sports and Outdoors as they are they're helping us put this thing on. All right, Clint, here is the lineup out today, and I do want to update here a bit on some of the breaking news with the Astros, as they did have to place Hayden Wisniewski on the IL. But the lineup today, Clint, Jeremy Pena continues to lead off there. Altuve is in left field tonight. Paredes behind him with Christian Walker at first base. Yiner's behind the plate. Jake Myers, who has been one of the hottest hitters for this team, he is in that sixth spot behind Yiner Diaz. Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, he is in the building as well. Don't trip over that. Zach's in the building as well.
Right
field. DH is Brendan Rodgers. We're at here. As the designated hitter, Brendan Rodgers. Mauricio Dubon is playing second. And Hunter Brown, their ace right now, their best pitcher. And not just the Astros' best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in the American League, gets the ball. You have to feel ultimate confidence when he is on the mound. But that is the lineup, as they are going to try to win a second one in a row against the Cincinnati Reds team. And this is what they're working with no Yordan Alvarez. And this is the lineup here. You feel good, though. Hunter Brown's got the ball. And there's nobody else that jumps on the mound that the Astros feel better about when he's pitching than Hunter Brown right now.
Yeah, right now. I mean, look, here's the thing is, boy, that's really the first time that I've really looked into this lineup card that Tyler put in the rundown here. Boy, it is bare bones without Alvarez in the middle of that thing, ain't it?
Brendan Rodgers is taking his place as the DH.
Yeah, when your DH is batting eighth, I mean, that's where we're at, man. I mean, that is that's bare bones. So good luck tonight, Hunter Brown. If Pena can stay hot, Paredes can continue to swing it well. Yiner Diaz, Jake Myers, DiCenzo, these guys have swung it well. Let's see if we can't keep doing more with less until Yordan gets back, baby.
Yeah, man. And if Hunter Brown continues to pitch the way he did, man, two runs might need it. Might be able to be the thing to get it. All right, I did want to update here as we let everyone know earlier that Hayden Wisniewski, who has been a really, really key starter for the Astros, he is now going to the IL with right elbow discomfort. Joe Espada, the captain, spoke to the media and said, Hayden Wisniewski alerted the Astros training staff yesterday that his elbow didn't feel right. Wisniewski is seeing a team doctor. Now the Astros plan to deploy a six-man rotation, Clint, is what Espada had to say. Saying that A.J. Blueball or Colton Gordon are on the 40-man roster and are most logical candidates to get called up to join the rotation. So that is obviously Framber, Hunter Brown, Lance McCullers. Who else would be in that rotation?
Gusto.
And I guess Blueball and Gordon? Are we missing? Rino Blanco. Yeah. And Blanco, and then I guess probably Blue Ball, who we saw come out. So going six-man rotation.
Yeah,
with
here's the deal. I said it last year when catcher's shoes and got a chance to pitch.
Blaine.
Henley or whatever the hell his name was.
Blaine Henley.
Blue Ball's the one that they panned up to see his parents and his either
did
sister.
Did you call it Blue Balls or did you go Blue Ball?
It's Blue Ball, man. It's Blue Ball.
I just wanted to make sure I heard Blue Balls.
I didn't put an S on it.
I heard Blue Balls myself. That's what I heard, Tyler. I don't know what you heard. I heard old Blue Balls got called up.
I mean, look, here's the deal. I want him to get another shot because I want him to do well. And
he's going to.
I mean, I seriously, man, all joking aside, like, I feel for that. I mean, that kid's parents. The kid is in the middle of it. He's failed before, whatever. But for mom and dad, man, you're sitting in Dyken Park, man. Your kid's made it. You're watching him pitch on the big league on a bump, man. And before you know it, this guy's giving up 7 runs, and the camera's panned up there on you.
After the grand slam.
I mean, golly, I'm just like, damn, I know mama's heart's crushed. Daddy's probably the one going, damn, get that camera out of my face. But either way it goes, man, I just, golly, I feel for the kid. So when he gets another shot, I hope he gets another shot. I hope he pitches well, and they throw the camera up there on mom and dad.
There we go. Tyler and Clint, I want you to tell me, is this good news? Chandler Rome reports this from The Athletic. Christian Javier, you remember him?
I do.
Christian Javier threw 15 pitches off the mound today in West Palm Beach. Joe Espada said, it's the first time throwing off a mound since Tommy John surgery. And I want to make sure you hear this many longs. Long, long, long way to go, but a milestone nonetheless. So it does. It looks like Christian Javier has gotten on the mound and is throwing the ball. I don't know what that means. What is how many, like, when you get 3 longs in there, long, long, long time away, like how long away is that? Is that this year? When is that? I see, like, hey, he's throwing off the mound. Oh, that feels good. 15 pitches a day. But I mean, they're really trying to slow play it, but Christian Javier is throwing the ball again, and we remember him. He has been one of the best pitchers for the Astros before he got injured. So, good news there. Good news there as the Astros look to try to get guys back. Six-man rotation with that injury. That's interesting to look
Six
at.
Six-man rotation with no Wisniewski and no Arrighetti. Did you say Arrighetti?
Arrighetti's he's not back yet. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing Clint. Maybe he's closer. He's got to be close here. But yeah, to think that they would run a 6-man rotation with it having at least 2 guys, maybe 3 guys in it that you didn't plan on being in the rotation at all this year. So interesting to see. All right, Clint, I do want to get into one guy that's not in the lineup right now, and that is Chaz McCormick. And 713-572-4610, you could jump in on this. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Do you think that Chaz McCormick's chances from being a major, major, major part of this team like he was a couple of years ago? A couple of years ago, man, he was starting all of the games in the World Series. He was a guy that was in the playoffs 2 years ago as one of their top, you know, not one of their top guys, but one of their hitters that was in the lineup every single game. Hell, started last year as Chaz McCormick is going to be a starter, whether that's in center field or right field. He is going to be a starter. Do you think those days are over right now with Chaz McCormick?
No question. You got a big time prospect in right field and Cam Smith. You got Jake Myers, who they've sold their soul for anyway.
Before he started swinging the bat the way he is,
they're pot committed to Jake Myers, that is a, what'd you call it, a bronze glove, and now he's swinging the bat better. Yeah. You're always going to get some level of DH and left field combination there. Now Altuve and Alvarez got that locked down. You don't play any infield positions, obviously. Yeah, Jake, you're not a switch hitter. Chaz is definitely play that funky music, white boy. That is a thing of the past for damn sure.
Yeah,
he may have a shining moment. Maybe we ought to change that to one shining moment. He may have one moment here or there in a pinch hit situation. But yeah, his extended play to where his OPS is relevant, I think those days are over. Yes,
Clint, I got to go with you because I don't even know if an injury would allow him to get everyday at bats. Like, I don't even know, like to him to be like, all right, man, you're going to be the guy. Like, I'm talking like when Altuve got injured with his hand in the WBC, at some point it became a place where
Mauricio Dubon got every day at bats at second base. I don't even think that would be the case for Chaz. I mean, and it is insane for him to go from 2023, where he hit 273, had one of the best OPSs on the team, 353 on base, stole 19 bases, hit 22 home runs, 70 RBIs, to a place where, man, that guy, their last game, the last time he hit was it was April 28th.
Yeah.
And as we know, Tyler has let us know it is late May.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mid-May! Hasn't played. I could tell the people who are real listeners, Tyler, in this building are just dying laughing.
Tom flies by, man.
He goes, time flies by. Hell, it's Memorial Day out here. I mean, but to think like it is shifted to that point where, man, like he's like you said, how many guys has he been passed up? Cam Smith, Jake Myers. I think they would play Zach DeZinzo, Dubon.
Yeah.
Hell, Shea Whitcomb might come up here and get him here in a second.
I don't know. Shea had a rough go at it at third base last year, didn't he?
I know he did, but I saw him go deep in the gap the other day.
Your point is valid. I mean, this just reeks of, and I can't say that I blame him. I mean, I've been known to be a mental midget in my time. The inability to deal with the adversity of, hey, I've performed better. I've put up big numbers. I've done it when it mattered the most. I've made a game-saving, maybe title-saving catch off the wall in center field. And it's still not enough because you keep putting this Jake Myers kid in front of me. I could see where that would be a hard pill to swallow if you was a player. And I don't think it's a stretch to say Chaz wears his feelings on his sleeves, anyway. So this just reeks in one of those situations where he is really struggling with the role of no matter what you do, you're going to be a role player. You're not going to be a starting center fielder.
I think he's defeated.
It's eating him alive.
I think he's defeated.
Look at his crew.
Yeah, I think there they are. I'm about to say, man, it's 4:37. Y'all ain't got here, Shannon. Steve finally got in here. I think he's. Yeah, she got them Newports if y'all scored at home.
Hey. He said I was on the bike, on the motorcycle, like that.
Yeah, I knew he'd bring the bike out. He said he was going to bring the bike out. All right, coming up as we continue, Clint, as he would say, had boots on the ground out there as we saw the rookies for the first time at the Texans rookie minicamp. Clint got to lay his eyes on all the guys they brought in. We'll get his thoughts on who jumped out to him and how he looked at some of these young guys, including Higgins, Ursary, and the gang that they drafted. That's coming up next.
Live from Big Ben Tavern in Sugarland, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we're live here at the Big Ben Tavern here in Sugarland. And business, as the great JR would say, business is starting to pick up. I see Figgy, he's taking advantage of them bugs. Reggie just walked in, fresh braids coming through here. Reggie Adatua,
Just walked in. You can catch him every day, 10 to 2 on In the Loop. Just in the building. There you go. I see you. All right, man. Stop, man. We know. You know you're pretty, man. Stop. Do you see that? I'll be watching Reggie. Reggie just be just standing and doing pretty boy stuff. You know, just stand there and put his hand across his beard and stuff. It just, do your thing, man. We got it, man. Hell, you look good. All right. Calm down. But Reggie's in the building. You can say what's up to Reggie.
Always clean. He's always
clean.
Many
folks in the building as well as we're having a good time. TV's everywhere, guys. You can watch the Astros and Hunter Brown tonight right here. It's a great spot. You can get bugs here. You can get – the menu is great. I had a burger earlier, and Clint said he ran through the okra. And it
tremendous.
Was very, very good. Tremendous. So come on out, have a good time, and enjoy yourself. The staff is fantastic as well. They've taken care of us. Good food, good drinks as well. So come on out. By the way, at the end of this segment, if you've just walked in, we are hooking somebody else up with a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you have not signed your name and put your name in the raffle box, you might want to do so. As you can do that, our guy Shay right here is raising it up in the air. Enter that as well as our grand prize where you can win a $500 gift card and a chance to win beer free for a year, Bud Light for a year. So go ahead, enter that as we will hook somebody up with that at the end of this crawfish circuit. All right, Clint, you were there. You were out there. I know Sean Pendergast was out there as well from the station. You were out there, and you got a chance to lay your eyes some of these guys. I want to hear your thoughts on many of you guys. I know a lot of people want to hear about Ursary, the big lineman, Jalen Higgins, the receivers, Noel as well. But before, what overall, did anything overall jump out to you from being able to see your eyes or lay your eyes on these guys for the first time?
Yeah, look, I think being back out there is absolutely tremendous. There ain't nothing like it, man. When you get to get out there and watch pro football be coached up and the best on the planet go through the drills and the motion, it irks me when people say, oh, it's just a rookie mini camp. Who cares? What can you see? Hey, man, this is big time stuff. I think, look, big picture, when I'm looking at the Texans this year as we get closer to actual training camp, I think every time we go out there, Ron, it's going to be about Nick Caley and what is the presence, right?
Yeah.
Every time we've heard from D'Amico, every time we've heard from Nick, it's not about scheme. It's not about the mind and the advantage that the creative mind and all this stuff that he creates, you know, schematically. It's always about the ability to connect, to communicate, the ability to bring this energy and vibe to the field. And so I think every time I walk out there, I'm going to be first and foremost looking for that, looking for this larger-than-life guy that's bringing this next-level energy to the field. And I know today was a rookie minicamp, but today for me it seemed like Jerod Johnson, which, by the way, this is not a surprise. It's not a knock on anybody. I'm just giving you my observation. It seemed like Jerod Johnson was more of a kind of directing the troops once everybody came together. As the quarterback coach, he had two quarterbacks out there, and Graham Mertz and Keaton Slovis, and he was kind of directing traffic the whole time. Where, again, as you look at an offensive coordinator, me personally, I would expect the offensive coordinator to really be the guy that's directing traffic once you bring the group together and you start throwing routes on air, you start including quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers. And there really wasn't much of that. Tight ends as well. The one thing Nick Caley was doing was giving a good look to the tight ends.
Yeah.
So it appears, Ron, that this is definitely going to be a offensive coordinator by committee, if you will. And it's going to be about a collective group putting this thing together.
That's what they talked about, right? That's what we heard. They wanted it to be more delegation, or I don't know if we heard they wanted that, but at least we heard towards Bobby Slowick is that it wasn't delegated, that he didn't.
Fellas, are you there? Live from Sugarland, the 610 Crawfish Circuit. Are you still with me, Ron? Clint? It appears that they are not, folks. Wait. You there?
I'm here. You there?
Now you are. Y'all were awful quiet there for about 40 seconds.
Well, I know the people out there, Tyler. They were wondering, is Tyler alive? Is he all right? And well, now they know.
I'm
now
here.
There you are. So I just think when you're talking about the Texans, it's going to be more of a collaborative effort. There's going to be a lot of input from Jerod Johnson. There's going to be a lot of input, I would imagine, from Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans are going to have kind of an oversight of this thing. I wonder how that's going to work long term. I wonder how that's going to work to a degree of a Super Bowl. We'll see. It definitely looked more like that today.
The shift of what they wanted. We heard CJ said himself, Jerod Johnson would have more responsibility, and it looked like on day one, the first time you saw them with any players, obviously just the rookies, we don't see CJ out there, we don't see everyone else, but clearly that showed with Jerod Johnson day one.
Well, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch this unfold, right? Because you've got a guy that has been really good coaching tight ends. You got a tight end group that I believe has underperformed and been a real issue with this offense, and so he's going to have a hard time coaching tight ends the way the tight ends need to be coached, and being a guy that oversees everything and handles all the team drills and calls all the plays. And I'm talking about practice-wise. In a game, it's different. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how he steps forward as the offensive coordinator, because with that title, you've got to manage guys. You've got to, at some degree, it's never going to work if he's not the dude. It's never going to work if he's not the ultimate final decision maker, with the exception of D'Amico Ryans, obviously. Yeah. But it's going to be fascinating to see kind of how they make that work. You know, there's a lot of cooks in one kitchen, man. It's going to be interesting to see how they make that work.
Yeah, it looks like it's the plan of multiple ideas and – and everybody can kind of have ideas and we throw it in the pot, as opposed to this guy has this thought process and theory, and that's what he's going.
Well, I'll say this. Like, I wonder, and this is a legit question, I'm not being a smartass, like, to use the LA Rams, like, I wonder if at the LA Rams rookie minicamp, if Sean McVay is out there, Is he the loudest voice? Is he dictating? Is he telling everybody what to do? Or does he kind of get – is he just one of three or four or five people? Because we use that Rams, he came from the Rams. I wonder if, like, back in the New England days, I wonder if, when they all came together like that, was the offensive coordinator – what's McDaniel's first name up there?
Josh
McDaniels. Was that a – now the quarterback coach took most of that run, or was he leading the troops? I do wonder.
All right, not going to wait around as long this time, folks. We'll take a quick break. We were coming up on it anyway. We'll be back with you live on the other side from Sugarland. Stop 6 over there at Big Ben Tavern. Crawfish, best damn sports talk in the city, coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.